This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for joining me. I'm Maimon Elbaz, and I'm presenting the Living Mishnah, Le'ili Nishmas, the 6 million Yidden of the Holocaust. Hashem Yimkom Damam. Today's presentation will use cartoons and pictures to illustrate the beautiful words of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the author of the Mishnah. Baruch Hashem, there are almost 700 Mishnayot in our series, and today 677 is being dedicated to Le'ili Nishmat Malka Bas Avram Anshel HaKohen, Aleha Shalom. Also, Le'ili Nishmas Yechida Bas Shmuel Tzvi, Aleha Shalom. And we thank Dovi Rosenwurzel for his kindness, and may Hashem bless his family and all of Klal Yisrael with Shalom, the ultimate blessing. Today at Torah Shows, we decided to focus on the Mishnah and Masechet Shavuot, Parak Bet, Mishnah Bet, which area of the Beit HaMikdash is prohibited for a tummy person. So we know no one's allowed to go do the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash unless he's a Kohen and unless he's Tahar. There are places where Yisrael is allowed to go to, but again, he would have to be Tahar, as you see here in the poster, where it shows the Ezras Yisrael, that's just Kehanim. So now our Mishnah is discussing if someone went into the Beit HaMikdash when he was not pure. He was not ritually tahor from going to a mikvah and purifying himself, whatever it was necessary to do for him. So says the Mishnah, Echad ha-nichnas la-azara. Echad ha-nichnas la-tosefet ha-azara. There's a person that walks into the Azara. There's someone who walks into the added part of the Azara. So we're going to learn that someone whose tummy walks into the Azara or the added part will be accountable. If he did it by accident, he brings a karban. If he did it on purpose, he's chayv karet bar minan. So the question is, what's considered tosefet Azara? What does it mean that they added to the Azara? So it says the Mishnah, they would never add to the city of Yerushalayim or to the Azara proper, Ella, unless they had the following ingredients, the following procedure. Bamelach, there had to be the Jewish king. V'Navi, there had to be a Navi, a prophet. V'Urim V'Tumim, there had to be the Urim V'Tumim of the Kohen Gadol. U'B'Sanhedrin Shalshivim V'Echad, and they had to have the Jewish court of 71 supreme rabbis. Ubishtei todot, and they had to have two challahs from a korban todah, ubishir, and song, a special song. So we just mentioned you need the Jewish king, you need a Jewish navi, you need the Urim V'Tumim, you need the Sanhedrin, and the korban todahs, and singing, and then the people would follow behind in the procession when they went to make a mark where is the new added addition to the city of Yerushalayim or the Azar. Ubeitin mahal chinushtei todot achareyam beitin will go. They did not have to go with the king and the navi. They just had to get their consent, their permission. Ushtei todot achareyam, and they had the two toda breads behind them. Chol Yisrael achareyam, and representatives of Klal Yisrael behind them. Says the Mishnah, when they would go around to make larger the Azara and the or Yerushalayim, hapanim ne'achelet, the inner one, whichever was called inner, of the Todah bread would be eaten, v'chitzon nisrefet, and the outer one burnt. But that was the process. V'chosh lo nasa b'chol elu, and if the area was not enlarged officially with this procedure, hanichnas l'sham ein chayav in alea, then someone who goes there will not be punished, because then it's not really considered that it became sanctified and kadosh. And you might want to say that the reason they used the todah, one that was eaten and one that was burnt, was to signify the concept that you could eat there as it's holy, and would advise a person not to go there if he's tame, then, for instance, if the todah would stop, the carbon became tame, it would have to be burned. Okay, so we appreciate you listening. And any comments, you can send me to youlovetorah@gmail.com. Tizkeh Lemitzvos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.